In most theater programs, actors learn how to analyze a play, how to handle a stage rapier, how to develop a character, how to audition, and many more skills that will serve them well in the entertainment business. But typically not part of the curriculum are the harder lessons brought by a life in what can be a brutal business. The new book by Connie DeVere and Jan Elfline addresses those lessons. Actor for Life, How to Have an Amazing Career Without All the Drama, takes on self-care for actors as a navigation tool that teaches actors to understand that they have more control than they realize and to not give in to negative emotions and ultimately to make readers winners of the inner acting game. Connie DeVere says she was inspired to write the book after so many times running into former acting students a few years past graduation. DeVere says some of them looked a little sad.
And a little apologetic, like, yeah, well, I'm not really auditioning that much. And I want to say, having walked that walk before, I want to say, first of all, are you happy? Are you a happy human being? That's my first question, because that's what matters. And secondly, it's a process. It's a lifelong process, this acting thing. And it's hard. Like, we haven't heard that a million times before. But then I went, ding, ding, I got certified as a life coach in 2001. And I have a good buddy who's a master coach.
Jan Elfline.
Jan Elfline, my co-author, who's not a theater person. She's a theater lover, but she's a coach. And so I thought, we can do something here. We can do something to help actors shift their focus from needing to be famous or defining success in a very narrow way and supporting a life that's an enriching, fulfilling, creative life.
You know, and I find that very interesting because so much in America, it's across the board that we define success with being famous, with being very well known, with making a lot of money. Nobody says, are you a success? Are you a success because you're happy?
Right.
No one ever says that.
Right.
And you say, we need to be saying that.
Yes. Yes. And you know, I interviewed 8 actors and 2 casting directors who have some longevity in the field. Jeff Perry, Judith Ivey, Gary Cole.
You've got Gary Cole in here too.
Yes. Those 10 individuals, first of all, are so generous. They freely gave their time and expertise, and they almost to a person said, young actors entering the field need to define success for themselves. It isn't about fame.
Or an Oscar.
Yeah. It's about making a difference. And in fact, Gary Cole is the one who first said, are you making a difference for one person? At least one person. That's how he measures his own success. And if that's the case, he succeeded.
What did you see really needed to be addressed when you were hearing back from old students? Was there a particular pattern?
Yes. Yes, a lack of agency.
Now, what do you mean?
A feeling that other people are in control of my life as an actor.
Casting directors,
yes,
you know,
yes,
all that. Yes,
directors. Other people define who I am by my type, by my gender, my age, my color, my size, all of those things, my voice, all those very personal things. Other people can cast me or not. I have no control. And that is patently false from a sort of spiritual perspective in a way.
What is that control that they have?
They have the control to see themselves, create their own destiny, really. Define success for themselves and then take incremental steps, which the book outlines in the exercise portion, take incremental steps to achieve that vision. Also, the industry is changing so much now with the internet. Actors can create their own work with web series.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an iPhone, you can shoot a short film starring you, and you can reach a wide audience. You really do, in a very, very practical, down-to-earth way, have more agency in this decade than actors did maybe 30 or 40 years ago.
One of the things that actors have to deal with a lot is rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they may be, with their agency, creating their own stuff, on their own platforms, right. They still have to go see casting directors and talk to directors, and they still have to face a lot of rejection. What is your advice on dealing with rejection? Because let's face it, it's not just actors who face this.
Absolutely.
This is something right. that there's advice in Actor for Life that could apply to somebody who's
Everyone.
Working in computers, somebody who's a baker, you know. But I think rejection is a big thing.
Right, right. I wish we could come up with a different word besides rejection.
Because it's so weighted?
It's so weighted, and it's so kind of final and personal. In acting, I think to approach it from a lighthearted place, because it is inevitable. There are many, many actors, right? So casting directors and directors have many wonderful choices, right? So you have to sort of expect it. I think if you go into the business not really believing that rejection is going to happen more often than not, then you're shocked by it. And first of all, you shouldn't be shocked by it, right?
Because there's so many actors and so few parts.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So there are a number of things you can do. One, seek feedback. Get better. You know, mm-hmm. Know that for one thing, it might be a skill or a technique that you could develop and get better. You could get better at cold reading, for example.
Is that even taught in college?
It is.
Okay.
Cold reading, yes. Those kinds of acting skills are. This sort of the inner game of acting, we don't necessarily have time for because we're trying to teach the craft of acting itself.
Right. You also write in your book about blocks.
Yes.
And blocks, something actors face all the time, something basically everyone faces somewhere in their mm-hmm. life. And something really jumped out at me, and that is people blocks.
Yes.
Which can be very difficult. And you write, sometimes the company we keep is toxic. People can be jealous of you. Maybe they're insecure. Maybe they believe the world is not a safe place. Maybe they're just plain negative. We're not casting blame, but we are suggesting that it is your job to manage the portals of your mind and sort for people and experiences that affirm and lighten and promote your health and vitality. And
yeah.
this is definitely a self-care kind
yes.
of thing and
yes.
a self-editing sort of thing, trying to get the negative people out of your life.
Right. So managing your own thoughts, being attuned to the soundtrack in your head that says, well, why did she say that to me? And why did they, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to sort of take a step back and maybe even, this is radical, but take a moment of compassionate examination of the other to look at what might be going on in their life that would motivate their behavior, so that you don't let your thoughts run away with you. And that's a practice that you get better at with practice. It's just a skill that you can develop. And then the other thing that's difficult is sometimes you need to get away from people who are toxic and negative, or choose when you're going to be around them, because nobody is all bad and all good, right? Some people are great when we're in a great mood and feeling resourceful, and when we're feeling vulnerable, they're not the person that we need to be with.
Yes.
So to discern and suss out the timing of relationships is useful.
What are some of the common worries that consume actors that you can help them with?
Well, one is a sort of undercurrent of lack. I'm not enough. I don't have enough money to get headshots, to take classes. I haven't had enough training. That is a common worry. And so, again, it all comes down to managing one's thoughts.
Connie, how would you like this book to be used? Do you see this mm-hmm. as a textbook to be used in classrooms, or is this something more like a graduation present? Now you're done, you've got your MFA or your BFA, here's this book because you're really going to need it.
Yes.
How do you see it being used?
My answer to that is yes.
Oh, all of the above.
All of the above. I think it definitely has a place in a sort of capstone course. We have a class at ISU called Auditioning, where all of our seniors take that course, and it's about the business, right? It's about here's how you get an agent, here's how you do your taxes, all of those kinds of launching one for the business. And so this piece, the inner game of acting, really fits in nicely with that kind of course. And then I also think actors could benefit as they graduate and walk across the stage or handed this book.
Instead of the sheepskin.
Yes, right. Or actors who are pounding the pavement and have you know been at it for about 5 to 10 years and
to
could
sort
use
of
a boost.
A fresh perspective.
Absolutely, yeah. And butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers.
Because the lessons you give in here, the advice you give in here, and the exercises that you're suggesting can be applied across the board.
Absolutely. You can read a lot. You can find a lot of material out there that's sort of advice-driven, you know, recipe-driven. If you do this, then you'll get this result. Do A, B, and C. And Jan and I felt like that's great for people for whom that's great. Mm-hmm. But then for other people, it can be kind of, it can feel heavy and like something that I might want to rebel against. So we've really tried to make the book accessible and fun. We want it to be dip-in-able. In other words, readers can dip in to a chapter, get some inspiration, and be on their merry way.
That's Illinois State University School of Theater professor Connie DeVere, who, along with her co-author, Jan Elflein, has just published Actor for Life: How to Have an Amazing Career Without All the Drama. The book will be released September 30th from Smith & Krause Publishing House. I'm Laura Kennedy.